Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of April 2020. Bombay High Court has sought a reply from the Maharashtra government to a petition challenging a circular issued by the state prohibiting door-to-door distribution of newspapers in view of the COVID-19 pandemic and continued rise in number of positive cases in the state. Gujarat High Court has struck down Section 84A of the Gujarat Value Added Tax Act 2003, holding that the provision is ultra vires and beyond the legislative competence of the state legislature. The court has also held that it is manifestly arbitrary, unreasonable and therefore, violative of the Articles 14 and 19, 1, g, of the Constitution of India, 1949. Kerala High Court has sought explanation from the Kerala government on the foreign jurisdiction clause in the contract with United States company Sprinklr, and also regarding the omission to seek sanction from the Law Department before finalizing the deal for processing data related to COVID-19 patients. Punjab and Haryana High Court has clarified that the Supreme Court's order dated the 23rd of March, 2024 release of prisoners is not to be interpreted so as to mean that the prisoners have to be compulsorily released from prisons. Competition Commission of India has adjourned all matters listed before it for hearing up to the 3rd of May, 2020, stating that fresh dates will be issued for the same. Delhi High Court has passed an interim order restraining the invocation of bank guarantees, observing that the lockdown was prima facie in the nature of a force majeure. Delhi High Court has directed the Central Government, Delhi Government, National Commission for Women, Delhi Commission for Women, and other concerned authorities to convene a meeting at the highest level to look into the issue of protection of women from domestic violence during the lockdown period. Delhi High Court has granted India Bills the permission to not pay its debenture holders, including fund houses, interest and principal as long as the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, allows banks and non-banking financial companies to offer moratorium to their borrowers. Delhi High Court has expressed satisfaction over measures taken by the centre and Delhi government to provide treatment to non-COVID-19 patients, including those needing chemotherapy and dialysis and pregnant women. Bombay High Court has refused to entertain a writ petition filed by a member of the Bharatiya Janata Party seeking a writ of certiorari to be passed quashing the 9th of April, 2020 decision of the State Council of Ministers to recommend Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray for nomination as member of Legislative of Council to the Governor. Gujarat High Court has declined the plea of a mother to release her on temporary bail to attend to her children lodged in shelter homes during COVID-19 outbreak. Madras High Court has issued notice to the state on the issue of the right to burial being guaranteed under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949, taking cognizance of a news on how the burial of a doctor who died of COVID-19 invited mass opposition, creating a law and order situation. Reserve Bank of India has increased the short-term borrowing capacity of the central government by over 65% to temper market fears that excessive borrowing by the government to fight COVID-19 could put pressure on interest rates. Securities and Exchange Board of India has said its directions issued on the 20th of March. 2020 to curb market volatility will continue till 28th May 2020. The board had made short selling tougher and asked for stricter margin requirements in the derivative segment.